The hollow receiver flickered into life, and Count Dooku appeared as a blue ghost, elegantly cadaverous.
Yes, a sage,
Dooku said.
Progress?
It's underway, Master.
Ventress snapped her two lightsabers together into one weapon, interlocking the hilts. She clutched the extended hand grip like a parade baton.
Skywalker and his party are about to enter the monastery. The droid will intercept them and make sure they perform to order.
Be careful. They'll realize by now that this isn't a routine criminal kidnapping.
Does that matter?
Not if the incriminating evidence is forthcoming, and their secret dies with them.
I could take them now and fabricate very good evidence, Master. The longer we give them to play, the greater risk of their escape.
Dooku considered her in silence for a few moments, stroking his fingertip down the center of his beard, apparently distracted.
They're not going to escape, Asajj. You're going to deliver the evidence I need and rescue the Huttlet. Not because you fear my disapproval or what I might do if you fail, but because you know why the Jedi and the Republic must be stopped. You know better than anyone what the stakes are. Better than me, in some ways.
Dooku was right. She wasn't afraid of him. There was no pain he could cause her, no physical threat he could hold over her, because Ratatak had broken her long, long before she met him.
You're right, Master, she said. I died a long time ago. So did everything that I cared about. It's only the likes of me, with nothing to lose, who'll really be prepared to tear the galaxy down and start over.
Dooku smiled. It was actually a sympathetic smile as far as she could see. He had his reasons too, and she knew they weren't about expense accounts and feeding in the rich waters of government. Both of them had a vision of a fairer society.
The galaxy will be torn apart by orphans. I think that everyone I know who has the potential to bring down empires has been robbed of parents.
He seemed to be talking to himself.
Carry on then, Asajj. I'll wait to hear from you. And look out for Kenobi. He may yet show up.
I'll be ready for him,
she said.
For all of them.
Asajj Ventress waited for the hologram to vanish, then took her jointed lightsaber in both hands and snapped it back into two lethal blades. That was how she would snap Skywalker's neck when he finally stood in her way.